adventurers and friends, welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue the Extinction Curse. A recap of Session 8. We investigate the mill and find some scorch marks. In one room, there were some vibrations, but as we go in there, we find a creature in an armoire with a bunch of sand. Turns out it's an air mephit. Moonlight scares it and Kestrel lies to it to get some information. The information is mostly useless, but he does mention a barn and Nemia, the halfling druid. We go to the barn and prepare for war.
And I want everybody to roll initiative. Jerry lets out his breath weapon, which is a cone, a 15-foot cone of fine sand that does slashing damage against his two Fire Mephit ex-friends who are standing just in front of him. And they are going to make reflex saves. Okay, one of the Fire Mephits succeeds on the reflex save, and the other one fails. The first one is going to take 3 points of damage. And the one that took full damage takes 10 points of slashing damage. That one got just ripped apart by that fine sand. And Jerry's like, yeah! Yeah! And then uses his third action to get out of the barn.
Good job, Jerry.
Thanks, man! I got him! Did you see it? I got him!
You're the best, Jerry!
Appreciate it, I guess. Alright, then after Jerry, who did, in fact, start the round. Jeb or Savatri, who's going first? You both got 20s.
Why don't you go ahead there, Savatri? I give it to you.
Well, if I'm going before Jeb, I'll do this. I'll give Jeb magic weapon.
Whoa!
And guidance. That's my three actions.
That's go hit things if I've ever seen it. Then after Savatri, it is, in fact, Jebediah's turn.
Ugh, I don't know. Let me just meta look at the combat tracker here.
Just a pain in the ass.
Fuck it!
Leroy!
And I'll be like, Jerry, it's my turn. Watch this. Better not miss. How about a 25?
Big smack. Let's see if it's big damage. Hot shit! Oh my god!
20 damage with the striking rune from magic weapon.
How's that for big damage?
Holy shit. Jeb just strides right into the place and just... Wait, you don't have the warhammer anymore.
Oh yeah, right. That's the war axe.
The war axe? The
war axe!
Anyways, yeah, Jeb strides into the barn and just walks up to this Fire Mephit and just cleaves it straight into. Jeb, you notice off to your left, there's a stall that has two Earth Mephits in it.
I mean, that'd be his right, but...
My bad.
I was just sitting here, you'd said it cleaves it into. I'm just sitting here, into what, Tyler? Into what? I'm like, oh, into.
After, is that your turn, Jebediah? Or you...
Yeah, that's everything.
Two actions to stride up, one to clobber.
Yeah.
All right.
I need longer legs.
After Jebediah, it's Moonlight.
All right, Moonlight's going to enter the barn. I've been debating what to do. I think I am just going to do telekinetic projectile at him. We will get a 19 to hit.
19 definitely hits.
So yeah, I just like grab a chunk of wood. We're gonna do something that'll do slashing damage. And
okay.
We'll do 6 slashing damage.
Nice hit. Shard of wood comes, flies through, and slices the Fire Mephit across the membrane's wings.
And that will be my turn.
And after Moonlights, the Fire Mephit that remains will, in an absolute panic, breath weapon straight onto Jeb. He doesn't care whether or not he's got multiple people in the cone. He doesn't care that he's pointing the majority of it directly at a stall in the all-wood barn.
What a dumbass.
And Jeb, you're going to need to give me a reflex save.
22.
Shit. Yeah, that saves. Not a critical save, but it saves.
You breathe on me, Daddy. Oh God.
Oh, that was painful, bud.
That's a weird fetish.
Oh, kidding me? He rolls 2 on 2d6.
He's panicked from his dead friend.
He is. He's absolutely panicked. And with his third action, he's going to flee away from the dwarven cleave machine.
I don't have cleave yet. You just wait.
I think it's a moot point to the method. Because you did, in fact, just cleave his friend in half. But he flees south, and he's right at the double doors at the southern side. Then... Oh, nope, that fire method.
Can I free action call back to Jerry?
Yeah, man, go nuts.
How do we feel about the earth elementals? I mean, methods.
I guess they're all right. They don't talk much, man.
All right, that's all I got.
All right, then after the fire elemental flees away from Jebediah, it is Kestrel's turn.
I will spend 55 feet of movement, which is 2 of my actions, getting up to small elemental one, the fire elemental who is running away. And I will activate Flurry and just try and take him down before he gets away.
All right. Well, let's see it.
Oh, well, that's a nat 20.
There it goes.
So we'll deal him 8 damage with that punch.
That's a solid hit.
You didn't double. It should be more. Yeah, it should be 9.
I was going to say, your strength doesn't go up?
It does.
Guess what?
Does that make a difference?
Yeah, it does.
1 damage.
That 1 damage puts him at 0. And perfect. We all know what that means for monsters.
He did.
His skull got caved in.
That was lethal flurry damage, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I had the idea that, you know, kill the fire methods.
Yeah, kill the fire methods. And then I've got a flurry of blows that I can't do anything with, I guess. So that'll be the end of my turn.
Punch a wall in aggression. Jeb, an angsty teenager.
Jeb, you can no longer say that you have not killed any methods.
I did.
I made 2 methods. What are you talking about? I'm repopulating their species. Like... dividing them.
Yeah, they work like single cell organisms, right?
Yes.
After Kestrel, one of the earth elementals takes little rocky steps over to Jeb. He's nonplussed at the idea of Jeb cleaving him in two with the war axe. He's made of rocks. And he punches Jeb with a 21 to hit.
Hit!
And deals Jeb 6 points of bludgeoning damage. He catches you right in the chin. And you guys are like roughly the same height, actually. And then he's going to throw a second fist attack at you. Ooh, this time 22 to hit.
He hits me again.
He hits you for a second time.
These things are the same size as a dwarf? I did not think they were that big.
Yeah, I would say.
For some reason, I pictured like little big Tinkerbells or something. I don't know.
Big Tinkerbells?
Yeah.
I mean, they're small creatures, aren't they? No, I might be over-exaggerating. I feel like the rock or the earth method would be like...
A little bit heftier?
Yeah, a little heftier, you know what I mean? Maybe a little stouter.
Yeah. Well, dwarves are medium. They're not...
Dwarves are medium, but they're shorter and stockier.
Are these assholes hitting me with +3? Okay. Is he done?
Yeah, he is. The second fist attack did 9 damage. As he clocks you right in the nose. The second earth elemental, that is, comes out of its little hidey hole, comes up behind Kestrel, and swings at him with the big rocky fist. Rocky boy gets a 27 to hit.
Jeez, 19 on the die. Yeah, it's...
Rocky boy deals 4 points of damage, bludgeoning to Kestrel. Kidney punches you from behind as you were focused on the fire method. And that's its turn. Now we're going to go to the top of the order. Kestrel, the door in front of you begins to jostle a little bit.
I don't like that.
Then
it's a plant creature.
Then you see a tendril come in between the cracks of the door. And it opens.
Feed me, Seymour.
The door.
Feed me, Kestrel.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that since you said what it was.
the large plant creature, the snapping flying trap, uses its first action to open the door, its second action to start to, like, he fills the doorway, and the sun that was streaming in from the door being opened is immediately snuffed back out by the bulk of this plant. And with its third action, it
He can go fuck himself with his third action is what he can do.
With his third action, he whips out a viney tendrilet. Kestrel gets a 21 to hit.
It's
going to deal Kestrel 8 points of damage. Four of it is acid. And what's this? Is that improved grab I see? Oh, shit. That is improved grabbed. Kestrel, you're grabbed now.
Okay.
Good thing you're a monk.
Now it's Jerry's turn.
Jerry, convince the Mephits we're good. We killed their fire enemies.
Jerry spends his first action. He kind of like, he strides up to Jebediah and kind of waves his hand. He waves his hand in front of the Earth Mephit that's there, and he starts talking to the Earth Mephit, but he's not using any language you recognize. It sounds like gravel. And then the Earth Mephit responds. It's a little rockier. The Rock Mephit, or the Earth Mephit, just kind of like loosens its stance, walks into the other room.
Jerry, MVP!
He's like, whew, now the Earth Mephits are kind of lazy sometimes. You just gotta, you know, tell them it's gonna be too hard, it's not worth it, and you're gonna kill them if they resist. So it was pretty simple. Yeah, especially after they watched you just, you know, murder Richard like that.
Richard. I love how they have like the most common white dude names.
No, what it's because fuck, he's a Richard? Dick.
That's because he's a dick. Glad somebody caught on to that. Because I totally meant it. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, Savatri, you are up.
So the Earth Mephits are calm, but what about the plant?
Plant's mindless. He's going for us. We're fucked with him. We gotta kill him.
I will move 25 feet for my first action. What time of day is it right now? Like noon? Is it afternoon?
I would say it's a late morning, 10, 11.
It's still morning?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of adventuring day left, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to burn all my shit. I'm going to use my second action to also move 25 feet again. And then for my third action, I'll just cast Guidance and Kestrel.
Savatri was all the way outside of the barn at the beginning of her turn.
Two actions to move in, Guidance for my third action.
All right. Then after Savatri, it is Jebediah's turn.
All right, so the Mephit has... Both of them are kind of... What about the one on Kestrel?
The one on Kestrel doesn't really seem like it heard what Jerry was talking about, and the other Earth Elemental doesn't really seem like it cared to let his friend know what was going on.
Wait, what? I thought both Elementals were...
No, I said one.
He did.
Need to put Savatri in danger every now and then.
Savatri ain't the one in danger. Kestrel is.
Can I attack it from here since it's grabbing him, or would I have to be in his square?
I would say you would have to. So this is an interesting question, because in first edition, it was pretty much stated that when you were grabbed by something that you went into its space, right?
I definitely recall that with grapple, you were technically sharing the space.
In second edition, that doesn't occur. I remember looking this up, and I don't remember why we looked it up. Maybe it was the blood vine lashes in Plaguestone, but we wanted to know if you could attack like the vines, even though you were still 5 feet away, you weren't adjacent. You know what I mean? Like if you could attack the vine of the creature as it's grappling you. And I think we ruled that yes, it makes sense. However, in this case, that would mean that you would need to attack the square that comes between it and Kestrel, meaning you're...
I'd want to be up like five more.
Up one more. One more square, 5 more feet, yes.
Well, that sucks. Well, in that case, I might as well just get up in there.
To get it.
I'll give Turtle a little break. She's still bruised from the wasp. She doesn't need to fight a plant. But I will try to strike at this thing.
So Turtle gets a break.
24 to hit.
24 does hit.
25 damage?
Oh, for fuck's sake. You rolled 2 11s on that.
I'm chopping down this tree.
You bloody it in one hit. It has a reaction that it's going to use because you hit the fly trap, but it's going to make a strike against you. 28 hits. The strike doesn't deal damage, but you are now grabbed.
My plan is successful.
And that's your turn, correct?
Yeah, that's all I can do. Yeah.
Then that brings us over to Moonlight. It's your turn.
Okay, Moonlight will move up 25 feet to get closer, and then we'll pick up a pitchfork or something that's like leaning up against a wall and hurl it at the plant. But it's a little too heavy, and it misses.
10 does miss. Then after Moonlight, Kestrel, you're currently being grappled by this thing, and it's your turn.
Yeah, I want it to die, so I am going to use a focus point to use Key Strike, and that's one action. And then my second action will be to activate Flurry, and I have Guidance on my first attack with Flurry.
That you do?
Extra plus one on it. And I will punch at the vine thing that is grabbing me. Ooh, well, I rolled a one, so I think I'm going to use my hero point and redo that.
Alrighty then. That was very anticlimactic.
It was, certainly. Well, that time I get a 17 to hit, which looks like it's still a miss, though.
17 is still a miss.
Yeah. And then with my second attack on the flurry, we'll try again and get a 16, which is also going to miss. And then with my final action, I'll try and stay alive. We'll cast Shield, I guess. Okay. Shield. I don't know if it's going to make any difference. He might have some ability that can like constrict or something, but that's what I do.
We'll find out. The first Earth Elemental is just kind of sitting back in his stall. And the other one attacks Kestrel. No, the other one turns around and attacks Savatri.
Jerry, what's going on? Why is this one, what's going on?
Hold on. Let me talk to him.
Thanks, Jerry.
Talking
is a free action. Jerry in Terran says, don't hurt them or they'll kill you. And he fucks off. You were so pissed I was about to hit you.
Way to go, Jerry.
Don't hurt my characters, man.
I know you hate it. I know you hate it so much. One of these days, Ted, I'm gonna kill one of your PCs.
It's never gonna happen.
I don't know when it's going to happen. One of these days, Ted.
I've watched you kill so many PCs. I refuse to be one of them.
The Earth Mephit fucks off, which brings us to the top of the round with the large plant monster. Couple of things here. The biggest part is that this thing just busted into the barn and is about to fuck everybody's day up. The Mephits stayed on the north side of the barn for a reason. On the snapping flytrap's turn, it's going to use its first action to swallow whole on Kestrel.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The monster attempts an athletics check opposed by the grabbed creature's reflex DC. The snapping flytrap makes an athletics check against Kestrel, and it gets a 27. Almost positive that beats it.
Yeah.
Is that a critical?
Does it critical?
So reflex DC would just be 10 plus my modifier. Reflex save?
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, no, it would not be a critical.
Because you have a plus 8, at least.
I have a plus 10.
Okay, yeah, I kind of figured it wouldn't be able to do it against you. It's going to use its second action to attempt to swallow Jebediah whole. Jebediah. This is versus your reflex DC, and it's going to get a minus 5.
A counter and eat him.
Om nom nom nom.
Yeah, he's trying to get revenge for all the salads we've eaten.
Yes. Time to put some dwarf in the salad.
Joke's on him. Once he's dead, I'm chopping him up and putting some fucking Thousand Island on this bitch.
Jebediah does a 13 beat your reflex DC.
Nope.
Sure doesn't.
See, that's impossible.
Swallow Hole has the attack trait, which means on the second Swallow Hole attempt, it got a -5. So that did not help it. Then, if that's the case.
So is Kestrel being eaten?
Kestrel does, yes, sorry. Yes, and Kestrel does get eaten.
So is Kestrel, like, outside?
No, Kestrel is going to be inside. It's very literally a fly trap. It's a giant fly trap. And what it's calling on the stat block as leaves is what you think of your, you know, Venus flytrap mouth.
How is it eating him if he's 10 feet away from him?
He'll pull him into his square for the swallow hole. Yes. So while you are swallowed, Kestrel, you are grabbed and you are slowed one, and you have to start holding your breath or start suffocating. With its third action, it just tries to swallow Jeb. Does a 17 beat your reflex DC?
Yeah.
Yeah! Get swallowed. So that
convenient.
Puts Jebediah in there as well, which means it's Jerry's turn. Jerry goes and flies next to Moonlight. Thanks for your help. It was really great.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
Bye now.
I helped. Uh-huh. Yep, yep.
You hit the fire elementals.
Yeah, I did. You saw that.
Can you do anything against this thing?
What? Oh, that thing? No. Mm-mm. Nope. It's eating your friends.
I see that.
Can I go now?
Sure.
I think I'm just going to fuck off forever.
That would be best.
All right. We'll see you never. He flies out of the barn. And you never see Jerry again.
That's what you think. I have certain skills. Oh. Skills that make me a nightmare for methods like him.
After Jerry fucks off forever, Savatri, it's your turn.
I don't really have a ton I can do.
Can you deal it damage?
Not really. Swanee, can you do damage against it or hurt it in any way?
I mean, I've got cantrips that can hurt it. I'm not sure that my other ones will do much damage to it.
I give you guidance. I give you guidance.
Oh, so I have a +1 for my next attack?
Yep. And then cast shield on myself. That's my turn.
All right. Then after Savatri, Jebediah, it's your turn.
Can I do anything?
You're swallowed. You have the grabbed condition. You are slowed one, so you only have 2 actions. And you're holding your breath, so you can't like cast any spells that require verbal.
Cut your way out.
You can attack it. Yeah, a swallowed creature can attack the monster that has swallowed it, but only with unarmed attacks or with weapons of light bulk or less.
Do you have any of those?
But the engulfing creature, in this case the flytrap, is flat-footed to these attacks. And if you deal a certain type or a certain amount of a certain type of damage, you will rupture what's keeping you swallowed.
I take out my trusty clan dagger. Can I access a weapon?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'll take out my clan dagger and stab it.
All right, attack it. Real quick, I have to deal you damage, though.
One.
Jeb, you take 1 bludgeoning damage and 5 acid damage.
So that happens on his turn?
He's supposed to take it initially. That's the damage he should have taken initially. He takes damage again at the end of his turn if he's still swallowed at the end of his turn.
Ooh, action point.
Ooh.
26.
26 definitely hits the flat-footed fly trap's insides.
5 damage.
Oh, Jeb jams this thing into the base of it, and the mouth just springs open and releases you.
So being flat-footed is 26 critically hit it?
Good question. No.
Thank God I didn't get rid of that clan dagger. I actually can't get rid of it. Losing or having to surrender a clan dagger is considered a mark of embarrassment to most dwarves.
Fucking embarrassment. But you're not.
Can I roll out?
Yeah, man, you're not grabbed anymore.
I mean, I'm still slowed, though.
You're not slowed or
grabbed. So do I gain a turn? I mean, because I used an action to grab and an action to attack. Would releasing myself release the slow? Or because it had effective at the beginning of my turn?
Yeah, do you lose that action at the beginning of the turn?
Would you regain it if you suddenly no longer have the condition?
I wouldn't think so.
These are good questions.
That would seem a little silly.
When you regain your actions at the start of your turn, reduce the number of actions you regain by your slowed value.
Yep. There it is. Then no.
I stand put.
All right.
So you don't immediately lose actions if you become slowed during your turn.
Oh, that's interesting. You're right. We learn something new every session, I swear. And then we relearn it all over and over again ad nauseum until we have a little more of a...
knowledge is power.
Moonlight. You just see the giant plant, bleh, Jebediah, onto the ground in front of it. Jeb's covered in acid, panting and holding his clan dagger.
Okay, from where I'm standing, we're going to try one more time to pick up that that pitchfork and throw it at it. And I get a 17. Let's, is it flat-footed to me? Or just to the things that are inside it?
Just to the things inside on the swallow hole, yes.
Let's use that hero point for the day. We'll do it.
All right.
Save me, Moonlight.
Use up them hero points. Since I'm using it on the same attack, basically I'm just re-rolling it. Do I still have guidance on that attack, or do I lose that?
Man, that's a good question.
I would say you should definitely still have the guidance.
Yes, I would agree. Yes, keep the plus one from guidance.
All right. Give it a try. Roll nice. A 19 that time.
That will hit.
19 total, that is. Okay. So we're going to call this piercing since it's a pitchfork.
Deal Watch out.
7 piercing damage.
Flying pitchfork. All right.
And I'm like, I'm aiming it. After seeing Jeb come out, I'm going to aim it at the one that has Kestrel.
Got it. After Moonlight, it is, in fact, now Kestrel's turn.
I am slowed 1, so I have only 2 actions. Okay. I will use the first one to activate a flurry of blows.
Can I break him out, or is that only the person inside him?
If the monster takes piercing or slashing damage equaling or exceeding the listed rupture value from a single attack or spell, the engulfed creature cuts itself free. We read through this in Fall of Plaguestone. It does have to be... No, not Fall of Plaguestone, the All on the Table with the Wemoth.
Oh, yeah. It says it's self-free, so that sounds like it'd be...
Yeah, unless there's been a correction, which there isn't, and there hasn't been clarification. Rules do pretty easily call out. Yeah, has to come from David or Kestrel. Yeah.
It does say cut itself free, so maybe I could cut it free. But
so I will take my first attack on the large plant. I get a 19 to hit.
19 definitely hits.
I will deal it 7 damage.
Nice. Hold on, I'm going to stop you before I forget. You need to take some damage.
Okay.
3 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
1 acid damage.
Well, that could have been worse.
Much. If you're still in its grip at the end of the turn, you will take that damage again.
So, I deal it 7 damage. Is it still alive and kicking?
Still alive and kicking.
Well, I use my second flurry attack to try and hit it again. I only get a 9 to hit it, so that is... not enough. Then I will indeed attempt to use battle medicine on myself.
Ah, from inside the flytrap.
Why not?
I guess I don't see any reason. It doesn't say anything that you wouldn't be able to.
So,
note that on your spreadsheet.
Incoming medicine roll.
Shit, I didn't start the spreadsheet.
Ah, it doesn't matter because I failed anyway. So I am not able to heal myself.
Well, that went poorly.
I am done. 7 damage wasn't enough to break myself free?
Not the right type of damage.
Ah.
It does say in Swallow Hole it's piercing or slashing.
Sure. But I need the plant to give me a fortitude save.
Oh, okay.
I have forgotten to do this like pretty much every time, but I'm going to remember this time. I need a fortitude save from the plant because I took Stunning Fist. And if I deal damage to something with my flurry of blows, then it has to give me a fortitude save or be stunned.
Oh, stunned what?
Well, it's just stunned 1 unless it critically fails.
Got it. All right, here it comes. Gets a 30.
Well, that's going to critically succeed. So it is not stunned.
Got it.
Yeah, at least I remembered this time.
You did. It's a really good, really good ability too. Especially since you're using Flurry all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, Stunning Fist is really good.
Well, you did end your turn inside of it. So it's going to deal you damage.
All right.
One bludgeoning.
I'll take it.
And four acid.
All right.
It is its turn again. It is going to make leaf attack or a grabbing attack at Jebediah and get a 17.
Miss.
Then with the second attempt to do the same thing, gets a 23. A
hit.
Yeah, 23. Got him. You are going to take 7 points of damage.
Ouch.
2 of its acid. It's going to try to swallow whole on you, but it's only a +1 to this roll since it has the third multiple attack penalty. It gets an 11. Doesn't beat your reflex DC.
Sure doesn't.
Then that's its turn.
So I'm still grabbed, though, right?
It grabbed you again. With the improved after it grapple, successfully yeah. striked you. Yep. It gets to basically do that for free. Then it is now Savatri's turn.
Savatri will cast the spell. She'll cast Spirit Link on Jebediah.
What's Spirit Link do?
Tell us.
Yeah.
A form of spiritual link with another creature. Basically, whenever he's below max hit points, he regains 2 HP, and I'll take 2 damage. So it's kind of like Life Link from the old Life Oracle in 20.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How long does that last?
10 minutes.
And that's once a round?
Yeah, I'm
trying to see. Or every time it takes damage?
At the start of each of your turns.
Got it.
If the target is below maximum hit points, it regains 2, and I take 2.
So it'll kick into effect next round on the beginning of your turn.
Correct.
Got it.
I want to make sure that if he goes down, it keeps going. Because that was kind of my plan. If he gets eaten or goes down, I want him to be able to get back up. Am I just missing it? I don't see it written in here at all. It says anything about it.
I think we're probably dealing with more of a core rule. Do spells that have a duration stick onto something that's unconscious? And I think we actually landed on the yes, it does.
I mean, we looked up whether it still continues if the person that cast it goes unconscious, and that's a yes. So I would certainly think it would stick around on a creature that went unconscious.
Yeah, I would say yeah. I mean, otherwise it kind of defeats the purpose of that spell. You know what I mean?
You get that.
So then, anything with your last action?
Shield, again.
Shield.
Don't we have anything else?
Never a bad call. Jebediah, it's your turn.
All right, I assume my war axe is like what's sitting on the ground?
Sure, yeah.
I'll use an action to pick it up, and I'll attempt to swing. Oh, wait, can I pick it up? I'm grappled.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Well, hold on a second. Let me ask you something. You're holding an axe, and you get swallowed by a fly trap. You can't swing your axe. It's too big. You need to pull out your dagger.
That's if... Oh, we're talking about when I was swallowed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you drop the axe to pull your dagger out?
I would assume is I would have had to. So yeah, maybe it's necessary? Inside of it.
Well, is it necessary, is what I'm asking. Like, the axe, is it a two-handed weapon?
It's both. Ooh, it's both.
So if you can just hold it one-handed.
So I didn't drop it at all. Convenient.
Didn't drop it at all.
Great old dwarven war axe.
Sometimes
so essentially now you're just dual-wielding.
Well, unless you drop the clan dagger.
I'll drop the... Oh, maybe this one... No, no, it's a trait two-hand, yeah. Yeah.
Which means you can opt to swing it two-handed.
All right.
Have you been swinging it two-handed or one-handed?
I've always done two.
You've always done two. Is that your plan, is to always do two?
Yeah.
Let us know otherwise. Otherwise, I'll just assume.
19!
All right. 19.
Sorry, plant. You're dead.
It hits. And, oh!
19 damage.
Yeah. The plant's really dead.
With my last turn, I get David out. I mean, I get...
Cut me out, man. Cut me out.
This is written into Swallow Hole. It takes 3 actions with a slashing or piercing weapon to cut somebody out of something that is at Swallow Hole.
So I use a turn.
Yep, essentially.
Next.
Yeah, I mean, we're out of combat. It's not a huge concern. Yeah.
Moonlight will move up and cut him out with their last two
actions. The sickle?
Sickle, man.
Is it still drenched in her blood, or did you clean it?
It's been a couple days I've cleaned it.
So it's really dried blood, is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying I cleaned it.
Kestrel, you're no longer being, you know, digested.
Always a plus.
Always.
I think it is time to rest, and we'll come back. We'll come back to this barn maybe later.
People in the barn, we need to go save them.
Yeah, let's save the people.
But there's us here who are almost dead.
Well, let's heal up right now.
That's what healing's for.
All right, fine. All right, I'll treat wounds on myself.
I mean, I would certainly think it's been at least an hour since...
Yeah, that's fair.
...we last treated wounds.
All right, here's my medicine check to try and treat wounds on myself. I succeed.
Jeb, I'm going to take 16 of your HP, and then I'm going to dismiss my spirit link.
16?
Yeah.
Nuts, dude. I feel great.
I'm going to try to treat wounds on myself. I hurt myself.
Ouch.
Dude, I am the worst cleric. Like, this is bad. This is the second time in a row that I've hurt someone with my treat wounds.
Yeah. This time it was yourself. Oh, buddy, roll that D8 for damage to yourself. 3 damage.
Are we cool with waiting an hour so I can try to heal myself again?
You all hear the sound of muffled shouts coming from one of the stalls.
I take 10 minutes to heal up, and I'll shout back out, "We'll be there shortly. We're rather wounded." But then you can continue healing Savatri, and I'll go check it out.
In those 10 minutes, Moonlight is going down and knocking on each of these stalls down the
line. You can tell which stall it's coming from. It's one of the big, it's one of the big stalls in the middle. So there's like single horse stalls lining the western side of the barn. On the eastern side of the barn are 3 like hay stalls or tack stalls. The one in the middle is where it's coming from.
I open the Mephit stable and I go. I do some gestures that say, "Get the fuck out."
That's great radio. Great radio.
Just so everybody knows, he's making frantic, silly hand gestures.
They kind of like look at you awkwardly and then shuffle out.
And when this is like a barn in town, right?
Just outside of town.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
They they shuffle outside, and when they get just outside the door, they burrow into the ground and disappear.
Works for me.
Okay. Moonlight will move to the middle one.
You just hear muffled screams from behind the door.
Screams? Like
muffled. Like
panic screams or like in pain screams?
Like
let us out screams.
Let us out screams.
No.
This isn't exactly a sound tight room that you're looking at. So they're muffled probably because something's covering their mouths.
Then I will open the door. I don't care what everybody else is doing.
All right. Then as Moonlight, you'll open the door and you see there are 3 people here that are all roped together. And they all have dirty rags that are covering their mouths. They look very tired and exhausted. They're gaunt. Doesn't look like they've maybe eaten in a few days.
I'm probably not the person they're expecting. I stand there... With my like obsidian black eyes, a sickle in my hand.
Exactly. You read my mind there, buddy. They see you, and instead of like relief, they immediately go into panic mode. You see their eyes widen, and they start screaming again, and they're kicking. One of them can't actually see because they're facing the other direction, but they just take the cue from the other 2 people and start screaming and kicking.
Moonlight, who are you scaring over there? I pop my dwarven head over.
Yeah, I'll come over.
And be while you're treating wounds.
So, yeah, you guys are treating wounds.
Oh, is that when all this happens?
Yeah, this is happening during treat wounds.
Okay, well, fine, I'll fuck off.
So, what are you doing, Jeb? It's all you, Moonlight.
Walk over here, unless you want to interrupt doing what you're doing, but you could still yell to or talk to them from where you're at, scattered throughout the barn, not actually, like, in front of the store. Moonlight's the only one in vision, or that the Hoftons can see. After the door
open. So I suppose with the door open, they're still muffled because they've got rags in their mouths, but it's a little bit louder to everybody else.
Correct.
So, yeah, Moonlight will look down at the sickle in their hand and be like, "Oh, I see what the," and they'll like kind of like do like a motion like, "No, everything's okay." I'm gonna make a diplomacy check.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it makes a difference. I have group impression, which means I can target two of them instead of just one.
Let's say it does make a difference because you got those two that can see you right now. You'll be doing this to both of them at the same time.
Okay. So, I mean, it still takes a minute because I don't have quick diplomacy, but...
That's okay. It's not like they're going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere. I only get a 14 against their... What's it going against? Against the will DC of one target modified by circumstances as the GM sees fit. There you go. I get a 14. I'm just going to... So like I said, I'm going to kind of make the hand gesture like, you know, everything's okay.
Do anything with the sickle?
Well, the problem is I want the sickle to release their bonds. I was going to use it to cut the rope. And maybe that's... I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming that probably fails, but... So I'm going to talk a little bit as I go in, but I'm going to walk up to them with the sickle and like start to cut the rope off their that's binding them.
I would say cutting the ropes off of them should be a pretty good circumstance bonus.
Right, but I'm approaching them with the sickles.
Yeah. To start off with, they get fever pitch as you get close, but when you move to cut the rope, they stop screaming for a second, except for the one that's facing the other direction. They keep screaming. They don't know what's going on. But it's a man and a woman there, and they're looking at you. They look a little confused, and you continue to cut the ropes. And then one of the older man figure, the male figure, kind of like nudges the one that's still screaming, and then that one stops. And then they watch you.
I mean, now that their hands are free, I'm assuming they can ungag themselves, but that's really... We were sent by the mayor to help. We found a mephit at your mill, and he led us here to you.
And you are correct. They can just free themselves after you cut them free. And they do. They take the gags from their mouths. The one that was facing the other direction looks like a teenage girl. Quickly turns around to see you and immediately looks curious. Kind of like cocks her head to the side. And looks you up and down. The man says, thank you. Thank you very much. We apologize for the insensitive reaction. Let's just say nature's been acting out towards us recently. We were told in no uncertain terms by Nemia that we were being used to drive the town away. I'm getting ahead of myself. My name is Rickhart. And he holds his hand out and then looks down at your branches and kind of like, do you shake hands?
Yeah, I mean, I'll put my branch out and I'll shake his hand.
Okay.
They won't leave him hanging.
You're treating wounds. Stop talking.
So Moonlight will kind of like twirl the sickle and be like, she won't be bothering anybody anytime soon. Forever.
Oh, did you kill her?
Yeah, she attacked the circus.
Oh, you're one of the performers from the circus. Really? You're one of the performers from the okay. All right.
What's that
my wife.
Supposed to mean?
This
is my
wife. What the fuck else do you expect to see a talking tree?
I guess I do. Circus. That's why he stopped himself in the middle of it once he thought about it. Yeah, you're right. Talking trees belong in the circus. Maybe that's terrible for me to say out loud. But he didn't say it out loud. That's me. I don't care.
Anyway. Calling me a freak?
So he's like, this is my wife, Syrah. Syrah? Sarah? S-E-I-R-A-H. Like Sarah, but with an I. Just like... put in there. Sarah, this is my wife, Sarah. She runs the mill.
Bow and be like, hello.
She reaches out her hand as well.
When Moonlight shakes hands, do they have a really firm grasp?
Saying fern, not firm.
Fern.
Oh, I actually thought you were saying firm.
Fern.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm done. I'm done for at least 5 minutes.
I don't believe you, but okay.
I'm going to time it right now.
Okay. Right. Now I believe you.
In 5 minutes, I can do it again.
And this is our daughter, Ama. And Ama just is still just looking at you.
I liked your drawings.
You saw my drawings?
Yes, we saw them before we left the house for the mill.
Oh. What'd you think?
They were very nice.
Cool.
Would you like to make some posters for the circus?
Why, that's so cool. I'm really interested in that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Right now I'm really hungry though. And Rickard is, we haven't eaten in like 3 days.
I kind of look around, I'm like, sorry, I don't really have much food. I don't eat.
Yeah, I guess I kind of see that. Is there something that I can do to repay you? I have some valuables back at the mill.
I don't know, you can ask everybody else. There's more people out here.
There's more of you. Okay. All right, yeah. Why don't you come by the mill the next time you have a free moment, and we'll get a chance to properly thank you, but we need to eat. Did you take care of the giant flytrap thing?
Yes, and the wasps.
Oh, and the wasps are taken care of. I didn't know there were wasps. No, I knew there were wasps.
There was wasps at your house.
Yeah.
Or your mill house.
There might be some more, I guess. We'll kind of be careful, I guess. Did you already went through the house? There was nothing else wrong that you saw?
We never really went in the bottom part of the house, did we?
There wasn't, actually.
There was nothing. There was no underneath there. I suppose there was the hill. So
exactly, yeah.
I suppose that makes sense. Best as we could tell, it was safe.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, thank you so much. You have my deepest appreciation. Thank you.
Come by the circus sometime.
Yeah, we missed the show, obviously. And he kind of like motions for the family to go leave the barn. Ama, the teenage daughter, goes, when you come by, let me know what kind of posters you want. I'll start on them right away.
We will.
And she follows after her father and mother.
Well done.
Let's search the rest of the place.
I'd have given them food, but I don't have my rations on me.
Don't we get like a feather token or something that makes a bush that has berries on it that could have eaten?
A holly bush.
Yes, but like, what good's a holly bush when they've got their, you know, like home with real food?
Valid.
Far away.
Yeah, I'd assume we weren't that far away that they could make it home.
But yes, we do have that feather token.
But in good RPG fashion, we will hoard it until...
Until it's useless.
it's already kind of useless, let's be honest.
Hey, Nemia found a way to spy in the circus.
Again, it's only useful if you're a druid who can cast Goodberry.
Well, Jeb?
Fuck Goodberry.
Jeb doesn't do spells. Jeb does war axe.
So, yeah, you guys are going to search through the rest of the joint, it sounds like.
Yeah. I suppose.
Search montage.
So the only things that are really of any interest in here are pretty easy to find. There is a loft in the barn that you guys have yet to search, but this is the ground level we're at right now. In the stall, the large tack stall that's south of where the Hoftons were, you find what look to be two piles of robes.
Of robes?
Yep, robes.
Okay, I look at the robes.
As you start to, like, you know, so you go in to search the robes, you kind of pick up, they're heavier. They're way heavier than they should be. They're just robes, but as you take a closer look, there's skin? Holy shit, this is not just a pile of robes. This is the skin of a man who was wearing these robes.
Well, that's gross.
And you drop it suddenly because that's disgusting. Both of them are like that.
I mean, it's disgusting, but I feel like I need to investigate this more now.
Absolutely.
But
the robes are gray.
I have very good medicine, so...
The robes are gray in color. The color of like a storm cloud. They each have a wooden religious symbol, you would guess. That's a leaf. With a drop of water coming from the end of it. But the symbols have been kind of defaced with jagged runes if you want to give me a religion check, I'll tell you what these things mean.
12.
You have no idea. You don't even know what this is a holy symbol of.
How hard is it to take the holy symbol off the robe?
Not hard.
I will take it to, I suppose, Savatri.
Let's see, you can just call me over at this point. Just come over.
Also, I haven't mentioned it yet, but there are two bloody tridents that are leaning against the wall of the stall as well.
Can I start detecting magic when I get to the everything too?
Sure.
Anything magical within 30 feet of me?
Nope.
Any direction?
Nope.
Grammar, religion, the symbols.
Okay.
Worse than moonlight.
Well,
I'm the worst fucking cleric.
Who knows?
I can't heal people. I don't know shit about religion. I'm a cleric of Calistria. This makes sense now that I think about it.
Okay. You guys know that this is a holy symbol of Gajra. I'm just going to give it to you for fuck's sake. You have no idea what these symbols that are scrawled on it. They look angry. They're pointy. They're jagged. You really can't tell.
I suppose I can do religion too. Just
let the drunk guy take a look at it.
I'm not drunk yet.
You're not that drunk.
Isn't it still Merry Maid?
Was that yesterday? 21.
It's still Merry Maid.
Yeah, you're fucking wasted.
What? We're doing this on
Merry Maid? No, Merry Maid was yesterday.
Oh, it was a day. Okay.
We refused.
We absolutely told the mayor to fuck off.
I forgot about that. Well, Kestrel, you definitely know that this is absolutely without a doubt a symbol of Gajra. I mean, you've seen him before at this point, and you know what you're dealing with. However, these symbols are absolutely demonic in nature. Although too obscure for you to know exactly their meaning or intention on the symbol of Gajra. But they are demonic in nature for sure.
How strange.
Okay, who wants to do a medicine check on the bodies and what the hell happened and why they're skin suits inside of robes? Savatri doesn't
have a fucking clue.
Would nature medicine even help me on this?
Got an 11.
Yeah, totally.
You think so? I'm saying like it shouldn't.
No, trust me, it actually really does.
Well, probably not. 15.
Anybody else want to give it a shot?
Might as well.
Is it nature or medicine?
Medicine.
Nope.
Well, mine's natural medicine, sorry.
Yeah, he does his medicine checks his
name. The untrained one does 20.
But the untrained medicine check from Moonlight, everybody's looking at it, and Savatri's like, I don't know, man, he's hollow? Is that just like a thing that happened to him? Somebody hollowed him out. Kestrel's like, yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. Jebediah's like, no, look, it's like jagged inside. How are they gonna? Who hollowed this out, and with what, right? Moonlight, you take a look at it, and you can tell that it looks as though something entered this man, either one of them, entered this man through its mouth and ate its insides.
That's disgusting.
Something hollowed this thing out from the inside. And from what you know about Mephits, and you've rolled very well in identifying and anything to do with the Mephits, that is absolutely not something that they do, without a doubt.
Well, I explain that and tell everybody that that's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm getting my hands off this thing, if I had my hands on it.
Is everybody just immediately drop the Edgar suit?
I mean, at this point,
lol.
Moonlight's not gonna just drop it there. I mean, they are definitely like curious, like, what did this?
Yeah, they're not going to eat Moonlight. It's a tree. They investigate all you want.
Like, do I see any, like, footprints or anything like that that are
if you want
around the area?
Like a track, you can. It's kind of difficult terrain to track on, just a hardwood floor. That sees a lot of activity.
Perception actually. First to look? Isn't it a perception first and then a track to follow? Or is it just a track?
I think that could be it. Let's go ahead and give me a perception check anyways.
Well, it doesn't matter. I get an 11. I don't see shit.
No, you really don't know.
Is there any features? Can we tell who it might have been?
Oh, no. Any identifying facial features are no longer identifiable.
Not that we probably would have known this town that well to know who they were anyways, but...
Also that. Garbs look really familiar, though.
Gray robes?
Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to remember if I actually described that she had gray robes. I don't think I did. Nemia was wearing gray robes.
What was the name of the grove she was from?
The Hermitage of the Blessed Lightning.
Any of these runes on the Gazra symbol lightning bolts?
No.
Okay, well, I think that's enough looking at those. Let's go check out the upper level.
It's not a deep loft. It's not the entire second floor here. It's just a catwalk that goes around the edges, right? When you get up to the top of the loft, you just kind of climb the ladder to get up there. You see two things of note. Otherwise, there's basically nothing up here. There is a bedroll in one corner of the loft. Very nearby, a couple of feet away, you see what looks to be like some sort of ritual circle of some kind. And I'll actually give you an image real quick. So there's just like a circle of runes on the floor, like carved into the floor, and scorch marks in the middle of the runes.
Are Mephits summoned?
Want to give me a magical check of some kind?
I'll just ask Jerry.
You already said that.
Gone, motherfucker.
You already said earlier that we had succeeded on our Mephit checks really well.
Did. Mephits are summoned.
I still would like to make an occultism check to see if I can get any more info on this circle. I get a 17 on occultism.
Yeah, this definitely is a summoning circle. The sigils are weird, though. Can you give me a recall knowledge religion by chance?
I can do it for free, so I can try. I get an 18.
Get an 18, okay. On the floor here, there are several magical Gazran circles, Gazran symbols, like symbols that are associated with clerics that cast Gazran rituals. However, there are a handful of demonic, what you now know of as demonic symbols, that are peppered in through this summoning circle.
Do any of them match the pins or the holy Gazran symbols like on the
scratched into it?
Yeah.
Not really. No. Maybe one or two here or there, but no like discernible pattern.
Savatri or Kestrel want to make any checks and see if they know anything but more than that?
Sure. You want religion, right?
We might be able to do Arcana also.
Savatri rolls a 19, gets a 26 for religion.
You also know that these are definitely runes used in summoning circles. God's runes use. You still do not recognize any like specific like religion that are associated with the demonic symbols that you see, but a lot of those demonic symbols are associated with corruption.
What is Gazra's domains and stuff?
The wind and the waves.
Gazra has a twofold aspect.
Basically, it's water and weather.
Mm-hmm. Gazra's pretty quintessential druid deity. Those are the pieces of information you're able to decipher from what's in front of you.
And there's no like personal belongings at the bedroll?
Do you want to search the bedroll?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, do it. There is a bottle. It looks like it has an alchemical oil of some kind.
I also search the area and get a 23. Do I find anything else?
Not other than the bottle of alchemical oil.
Anybody identify oils?
No, I have no craft and no alchemy or anything.
Because, I mean, if it's a potion, is it alchemy? Or is it, mm-hmm. like, magical?
Alchemy isn't. At like potions, like there are magic potions, but that's not alchemy from what I gather. So like your oils they don't like read as magic then detect magic and that sort of thing.
Okay. So that's where the craft alchemy would be required.
Correct. In order to identify what this is.
Yep. That's just going in the bag, I guess.
That's a big old shrug from everybody.
Yeah, if this group's missing something, it's an intellectual.
What are you talking about? Like,
I
the
beg
players,
your pardon?
Yes, Tyler.
Yes. As far as you know, you've thoroughly searched the inside of the barn, and aside from what we've talked about so far, there are no additional pieces of information that I can give you.
There's no magic anywhere in the building either?
Still no.
Well, then I say we head back to camp, head back to the big tent, big top, and let's rest up,
regain some spells and go at it again tomorrow with our other clues.
I like it.
How low are you on healing spells?
I have one.
You have one?
And my only first level spell I have is Sanctuary.
Were there any other leads that had missing people? Isn't there another one?
Missing the sheriff.
The sheriff.
The sheriff's gonna be fine.
He's a sheriff.
He'll hold out, probably.
I think it was a she.
I think it was a she.
It is.
She'll hold out, probably.
I feel like we should go search for the sheriff.
We're no good to anybody if we're all dead.
Is anybody actually good?
I got full good. HP and a War Axe.
I think he meant War Axe.
War Axe! Every time!
War Axe!
God.
I mean, I'd be much more along the lines of, let's head back to town. By then, maybe it's been an hour. You guys can heal up some more and we can keep going. It's like noon.
I feel like getting back to camp is like no time at all. Like,
it is no time at all.
Like a 20-minute walk.
No, so let's not go even. Just, it's like, it's probably like 3 minutes.
Let's go spend a couple hours at camp, heal up, and then we'll go hunt for the sheriff.
Then we'll go look for the sheriff. Okay.
We'll go practice our axe a little.
I can do that.
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't think we should just be like, oh, time for bed.
Okay. All right, let's go take 3 hours. Does that work for everybody?
We'll find out. We'll see.
Have some lunch.
We'll see how many times I critically fail my medicine checks. We'll
start making some medicine checks. Next hour's medicine check.
Let's just say we're going back for lunch. That's what I like.
I just barely succeed, but I do succeed.
I got some method to cook up.
If you do spend the full hour.
Well, I'm good.
Yeah, fuck you guys. You guys are both good at it.
I just rolled max on my heel.
And I rolled one less than max.
God damn.
We only need 1 hour.
We take 1 hour. We have lunch. We heal up.
Just had lunch. That's it. You just needed some lunch. Go get some food.
I was carb crashing.
Let's go
talk to our local alchemists in the circus.
Yeah, that's who. Let's find out what this magic potion is.
That's a good idea.
Or oil. Sorry.
There isn't one of those.
Of course there is.
We really
is,
don't have someone that knows shit?
The NPC I'm going to build tomorrow. Is gonna be an
don't
alchemist.
Fuck with me, Ted. I asked you to get me NPCs for backups like a month ago.
Oh yeah, I forgot
I'll,
to build.
I'll build one. I'll build an alchemist just for this. Did.
Thank you for joining us here on the MinMax Podcast. We want to encourage you to check out our website, minmax.com, where you can find links to all sorts of different things like our Discord, where you can come and chat with us and other fans of the MinMax Podcast. You can also find our Patreon, where if you'd like to support us, we would really appreciate that. You can also find information about all of these characters that we're playing, like character sheets, backstories, and art. Join us again next week as we continue The Extinction Curse. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.